Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Better, and Photify. I've had a lot of people ask me over the past few weeks about these comeback of a lifetime graphics that we're creating and sharing on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm using an app called Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for all of you marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make a great, unique local post, but you still control the brand, this is how you do it. And right now, Photify is offering the small business package subscription free for the next 6 months. You can sign up right now at photify.pro. Okay, geeks, I have an extremely geeky subject today that I've been dying to get an expert in here to ask about. And I think I found the right guy. Today, we're talking to Ryan Mayners. He's the Senior Director of Marketing at Wireless Zone. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. And the subject that I really want to find out more about that we've all been talking about for a year or so is 5G. What is it? When is it coming? What do we got to do? But before we get there, Ryan, I want to ask a little bit about your background. What's your story?
Yeah. So I started working in the industry like 17 years ago. And I tell people that I started when I was 12 years old. So they believe I'm only 29.
Yeah. And I was only 14. So yeah, I'm with you.
So I started when 1G was a thing. And now we're up to 5G. So we'll jump into that in just a second. But my background has been in wireless. I worked directly for Verizon Wireless for 12 years, really in all their different sales channels, indirect, their retail direct locations, as well as the B2B division. And then made a leap over to Round Room, who is the parent company of Wireless Zone in 2014. So, you know, it's been a wild ride. Of course, in the wireless industry, things change by the second, and that's no different now. But over the last 3 years, I've been working in the marketing department and became the senior director of marketing about a year and a half ago now. So it's been a fun, crazy ride, and I knew what I was getting myself into when I took a job out of college.
There you go. And you're the perfect guest for our show because this is a little bit geeky. It's a little bit tech. It's definitely marketing and it's definitely franchising. So I don't know where you've been all this time, Ryan, but I'm glad you're here now because I need somebody to teach me about 5G. We've been talking about this coming for a while. First of all, what do we need to know and what is it?
So you're telling me all the advertisement you see on TV hasn't educated you on it yet?
No, not at all. All it's told me is I think I'm going to have to get a new phone one of these
days. Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. And, you know, 5G has really been a thing for about the last year. I mean, and it's probably people have been speaking about it longer than that. But 5G is simply the fifth generation of wireless service or digital network. So, you know, each and every time we get a little bit faster with the speeds, and that's really what this is about. You know, ever since really 4G launched, the only concern with wireless networks is how fast is my data going to be? You know, how fast am I going to be able to load a Netflix video or a YouTube video? And 5G is going to take what 4G did for us and really just kind of make it look silly. You know, as we look across the footprint of all the different wireless carriers out there, everyone's kind of taking a different approach, and we can dive into that more. But at the end of the day, for the consumer, it means faster speeds, lower latency. It does require that upgrade to your device. So you'll see more and more products hitting the market that are 5G capable. But the network is built a little differently. But at the end of the day, customers across the United States, I would say in the next 2 to 5 years, We'll see speeds that'll be 20 times faster at the minimum.
Wow.
Than what 4G was, and up to 1,000 times faster, over 1 gig of download speed. So it's pretty incredible, the technology that's coming.
And that's coming directly from my cell tower, not having anything to do with the Wi-Fi in my home or office, right?
Right. Yeah. So, the cell towers that are out there today, things will look a little bit different because 5G, it doesn't throw the signal quite as far, if you will, depending upon what band of 5G, and we can really get geeky if you want and talk through that a little bit. But some of what you're seeing in advertisements, around wherever you are on TV or in the internet, that you see where, T-Mobile's taken a stance that they've covered the United States with 5G, and then Verizon, who, we're closely aligned with, has taken a different approach to it, really. And the difference is that T-Mobile's network uses what they call low band 5G, and that is a signal that is covers a longer range, a bigger radius of square miles, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But not much improved speeds over 4G, still very good. I mean, you could see speeds 30 to 250 meg downloads. What Verizon's doing is launching first a high band network, 5G network, that provides tremendous speeds, but it covers a smaller area. So, and the tremendous speeds we speak of are really, anywhere from 1 gig download to up to 3 gigs download speed, which literally means, downloading the entire, all of the seasons of The Sopranos in probably under a minute.
Wow.
Which is absolutely insane for a wireless network.
And also going to be insane depending upon what data plan you're on, that people might think, hey, I'm just going to download every episode of The Sopranos. And if I don't have an unlimited package, that may make a difference, right?
Yeah, so there is a one of the advantages of 5G over some of the other 4G and 3G is there's a greater bandwidth. So one of the challenges that all carriers have today is a lot of times they don't have room on their network to provide internet access to every one of their subscribers mm-hmm. at once.
Right,
and this has really become apparent during the pandemic, where more and more people are having to rely on that wireless network to provide them the ability to work from home, right?
Yeah, because so many suburbs are full of people working from
right.
home.
Yeah,
and it's getting a lot of data, and no one's going downtown where all of the cell towers are.
Right. Yeah. So there's office buildings sitting empty all over the United States that have these that are pipelined in with FiOS that provides tremendous speeds that aren't being used, of course, but yeah, so people have even in rural areas, I'm in a rural area myself at home, and the reliance on wireless internet has become greater than arguably it ever has before. So because of that, carriers have to put limits on the data that folks are using. Otherwise, you would get people like me and maybe you that would just download everything we can off iTunes.
Sure, yeah.
And have it available on our computer. So
the
benefit of 5G isn't just the speed. It's also that bandwidth to be able to bring more people onto the network at one time, while being able to sustain speeds that are better a lot of times than what you can get in suburban and metro areas through a landline type of internet.
How will this affect small business owners? So let's say it's restaurants or retail shops that are hopefully reopening right about now. How is this change going to affect them, and what do business owners need to know right now to get ready?
Well, you look at the climate now, and of course, there's a lot of retailers and restaurants have gone, they've had to quickly kind of get to the point where they can do more stuff online, take orders through an app or take orders through a website. And I think consumers are going to get used to that, right?
So
they're going to change their behavior a little bit. And, just like it is, sometimes internet speeds and bandwidth can be a problem for a typical customer or consumer out there. It's also a problem for businesses, and arguably a bigger problem because, your livelihood depends on that, right? So 5G being, you know, creating the additional speech, creating the additional bandwidth, and you know, on top of that, most businesses typically have some kind of hardwire connection. So you can get, you know, in the future, you can get rid of the hardwire connection. We're seeing more and more what we call the Internet of Things, or devices that are connected through the internet and speak to one another. So there's a lot of advantages coming for businesses because you don't have to rely on having something tethered to a hard line. Instead of, you know, being able to put a chip in a refrigerator and some other appliance that is being used by that business, you know, to be able to manage assets. You know, if you own a trucking fleet, now there's you know, the Internet of Things, there's going to be devices that allows you to track those assets wherever they are. And some of that's out there now and can be used now. But when you think about 5G, the innovation can just go wild across the board for a lot of businesses. So it's an exciting time, and it's one that, you know, I think everybody should kind of take a minute and just learn what the future looks like.
Do you see sort of a convergence of Wi-Fi and cellular, or maybe Wi-Fi goes away and we won't even use that term at some point in the future? Is that what you're seeing, or will we still have some sort of wire coming into the house and then tapping into some kind of a Wi-Fi from that?
No, what we're seeing, and you know, even now a little bit on 4G, but there are devices, you know, wireless devices. So we call them at Verizon, we call them jetpacks. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is a device just like your smartphone that, you know, obviously doesn't have a screen and doesn't do everything, but it's really created just to take the wireless internet or the wireless network in and then broadcast a Wi-Fi network from it. So no wires coming into it at all, just, you know, plugging into the wall, activating on a network. And it will, you know, basically take the 5G network that's, you know, living in that area and replicate that into anywhere, you know, into homes, into businesses across America. And I really think we'll see that in the next 2 to 5 years, where there won't be a need for a hardline internet cable coming into really any business or home.
Right. So true cable cutting. We've been talking about cutting the cord for a long time. Now we're really going to cut the cord and just not have anything coming into the house.
Yeah, that's the hope. And I think you've seen, you know, over the course of maybe the last 10 years, you've seen wireless carriers, you know, kind of eating up some of the hardline companies.
Yeah.
Or the hardline companies come into play with the wireless carriers because they could kind of see this coming. You know, it's been something that with, you know, when we went from 3G to 4G, I think the light bulbs kind of went on for some of these businesses, and they started hedging their bets a little bit and getting more involved in the wireless game.
You mentioned 2 to 5 years before we see some full integration with something like that. When do you see the first rollout of 5G? And for those early adapters that want to be first on their block to get a 5G phone, should they be looking for something this fall? Is it early 2021? Where is it?
So. You know, we're already seeing rollouts, right?
Okay.
Verizon, I can speak, you know, from Verizon. That's what I know. So Verizon has already launched 5G in 33 cities across the country, and you know, some bigger cities, some smaller, anywhere from Los Angeles to Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's already 5G that's out there. The drawback, if there's drawback at this point, is it's the coverage areas are still small. The 5G that Verizon has decided to launch with is a high band. You know, we talked about that earlier, the high band connectivity, which means you got tremendous speeds, but it covers a smaller area. So Verizon is hard at work to update their network across their footprint. But since these connectors, these 5G boxes, only cover a smaller footprint, you got to install a heck of a lot more than we did on the 4G side. So it is going to take a little bit of time on that front. But what you're going to see happen too is the low band, high band, mid band, that's going to become prevalent for all carriers. So as Verizon started the launch with high band, they are going to make a move throughout the course of this year and into next year, and they're going to make a move into the mid band and then the low band. And I say that because I, you know, for rural markets, let's take rural America, anywhere mm-hmm. in the middle of the country, kind of thinking. So those people, myself included, probably won't see will probably never see a high band 5G in the area that they live, but they're more likely to see a low band 5G, which still, like I said earlier, is going to give them tremendous speeds, up to 250 megs of download speeds. But it's going to take a little bit more time. You know, the focus has always been with the metro areas kind of first, and then
sure,
kind of, you know, grow it from there. But what you're seeing on the device side, more and more device, I think we launched our first 5G device late last year, and that was the Samsung S10 5G. So, but more and more devices as they launch, and you'll see that, you know, there's now a second generation of the Samsung S device, which is the S20. And there's three different devices that they bring out, and all three of those devices are now 5G. And we're even seeing some of the lower end phones or the less expensive phones are now coming with 5G chipsets in them that make them compatible to 5G.
Now, so even if they're not, if you're not ready to use that now, because let's say you live out in a rural area and there's no 5G availability there, you could buy a phone that's ready for it when you are.
Exactly. So
nice.
All of the 5G devices that are out today are backwards compatible with 4G.
Oh, good. So okay.
You'll see that, you know, as soon as the 5G network is lit up in the area that you are in, you will see that bar at the top right of the screen change from 4G to 5G. My guess is you'll probably notice it in your browsing the internet or, you know, watching Netflix before you'll notice it. The actual 5G showing at the top. So it'll happen. I just say 2 to 5 years. That's kind of looking at the roadmap for these carriers. That's kind of what's been promised by the carrier. So
if I need to get a new phone next week, if my trusty old iPhone 10 dies on me and I decide, okay, it's time to get a new one, or maybe I just want an upgrade, do I get a phone with 5G capability now? Should I?
I think that depends on where you live a little mm-hmm. bit. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, people that are in metro or suburban areas will see it long. They'll see it within this year, probably in a okay. lot of cases. So if you're in one of those areas, I would make that suggestion, especially if you watch a lot of video through your phone, which if you're my kids, you watch a lot of video through your phone.
You watch everything through your phone. Yeah. There's no other device anymore, right?
I'm starting to wonder why I have a TV in my house.
Right. It's for cable news. And if we ever get to watch football again, I think that's what that box is for.
Yeah. I hope that happens. But anyway, yeah, no, if you know, you're in one of those areas, I would definitely look to make that move to 5G. And like I said earlier, even if you're a lower end user as far as the device type you decide to purchase, maybe you're not buying the latest and greatest device, but you know, you're buying an Android, like a mid range Android phone, there are going to be 5G devices out there that are reasonably priced in the very near future. So it is a good time to make the transition. We're still waiting on the Apple front to see what they do with the iPhone 12, which gets announced later this year. There's rumors kind of both ways on that they're going to keep it 4G and also that there's going to be a 5G chip in it. So we'll kind of wait and see on that. But, you know, if you're an Apple user right now and you say, man, I really want to take advantage of 5G, guess what? You don't have that option right now. It's not in the devices that are out there today.
Yeah. Well, we Apple users will let those Android people go out there and test it for us, and we'll wait till it's perfect.
We need to get a friend with an Android phone and have them turn on the hotspot, and then we can just connect our iPhones.
There you go. Oh, okay. Oh, so tell me about that. So I could get a Jetpack of some sort or a friend with an Android and have them turn on the hotspot, and I could tap into that with my trusty old iPhone then.
That's another good topic. I mean, we talk a lot about jetpacks or air cards that sit in homes that, you know, they broadcast out a Wi-Fi network. Well, most phones today do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So you could theoretically, you know, if your family is all on 5G handsets, there's maybe not even a need to have a dedicated jetpack in the house that broadcasts a 5G Wi-Fi. So they could turn those on. But yeah, that's what Apple users will have to do. They'll have to just buddy up with somebody that has it. I do anticipate, we anticipate Apple will have 5G, if not this year, then definitely next year. And I think it'll be right in line with the major rollouts of these 5G networks.
Excellent. Before we go, Ryan, I want to ask you about this backpack giveaway that you guys have been doing for a few years now. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we're so excited. Our parent company, Round Room, started a backpack giveaway in 2013. And we had about 220 locations, and we gave away 60,000 backpacks the first year.
Wow.
And it was, yeah, that was a big deal. And we've grown that ever since. You know, our company at Round Room, which, you know, is the parent company for Wireless Zone, we now oversee 1,200 locations across the country. And this year we're going to give away a total of 140,000 backpacks. But what's really excited about this year is the fact that we'll be giving away our 1 millionth backpack.
Wow.
Over the course of the 8 years that we've been doing this. And so we're stoked about that. And I'm in marketing, and, you know, we've been thinking about this for a year now. And, you know, last year we finished about 1500 short of hitting 1 million. So we've had all year to think through.
To really make it big.
Yeah. To really do something that's splashy. And we came up with this golden ticket idea where we're going to put a contest, not really a contest, more of a giveaway out there. We're going to give away five $10,000 scholarships to kids that are in K-12. So as parents come out to our event, which happens on July 26th at all of our locations from 1 to 4 p.m. Across the country, we're in 42 different states. As part of the kids can receive a backpack that's full of school supplies, by the way. They can enter to win one of these $10,000 scholarships. So we're super excited about that. And, you know, we're hoping that that makes an impact on five kids' lives. And I'm sure it will.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna make their day, year, and decade, probably. That's terrific. And what was the date of that again for all of the Wireless Zone locations? The 26th of this month?
No, Sunday, July 26th. So
perfect.
The last Sunday of the month. Everybody can find out more information if you go to wirelesszone.com. We have store locators, of course, on the site that will help you kind of identify which stores are taking part in it. But a majority of our locations will take part in it, and should be a great day. Of course, this year is going to be a little different with the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, where we can't have walk-up backpack giveaway, we're going to do drive-up. So we're kind of changing course a little bit as local law kind of makes it. So we're prepared either way, though. So it's a good opportunity to get out of the house, maybe for those that have been in locked up for the last 4 months, and get a backpack, get ready for school, and then, you know, enter to win one of these $10,000 scholarships.
Excellent. Very good. And you can find out more about that at wirelesszone.com. We'll have that website link on the show notes today. So people can find that easily as well. Ryan, we'll be back in just a moment with some other contact information for you. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Better. Better, offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile and tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Ryan, thanks so much for being here today. If our listeners have some other questions for you about 5G or any of the other cool things that you guys are involved in, where can they reach you and where can they find out some more?
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to talk about it. You know, it's the most exciting part of our business right now and see the next evolution. So
yeah,
you can find me on LinkedIn, of course, or you can email me directly at ryan.maners, M-A-N-E-R-S, at wireless-zone.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that might come up.
Excellent. Thanks for that. And thanks for being here today. We'll chat with you down the road.
All right. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.